Hello, and welcome to the Private Tax Advisor and Business Coach Success Program. This is a series of different private podcasts just for my members. On this series, I'd like to discuss a little bit about how much we pay in taxes, right? Because I know that's one of the top questions that I get asked all the time. Liz, I need to reduce my taxes, I need to cut bill, I'm tired of paying so much. Now that I have become an entrepreneur, I have better opportunities. And guess what? Yes, you do. And I'm excited for you because of that. There are so many other things that you can reduce now versus to just be an employee. And I know, I hear you. It's not fair. But then again, we know that indeed life sometimes is not fair. And taxes are not meant to be fair. See, I like to share with all of you that the tax codes started way back in the 1930s. And I'm going to just give you a brief history. And the reason behind that, because I think sometimes when you explain something, it really helps for other people to understand why things are the way they are, right? Because there's always a history. There's always the first connection of how things develop. And so going back to my story, 1930s, and you know, at that time, the only people who were getting taxed were the very wealthy ones. Yeah, that's right, only the wealthy ones. And when the government came out with a very genius idea, they say, hey, we're going to give you protection in exchange for you to share some of your wealth with us. Okay. Now, during that time, they were only like roughly maybe charged just a very small percentage. I think it was like a 1% or something like that. And only the very rich people were subject to the tax. And really, it was something, like I said, it was under the protection of the government. So the government was giving protection to the wealthy people, and it was a way of paying them back. And what's interesting about this is it was actually created by the government, which is quite interesting in how they start collecting their first taxes. So... And then what really happened after, you know, World War II is that, well, you know, the economy here in the U.S. Was rebuilding, and they start taxing the middle class. That's really what happened. But the interesting part about this, that I think it was such a fair deal back then, was that only the excess earned by the employees over the average cost of the living was taxed. So I don't mean to confuse you. What I'm saying by this is that anything that was excess of your earnings as an employee over the average cost of your living, that's what it was taxed. So in other words, an average person could live on their regular earnings and only pay tax on excess that would otherwise go to investment. Isn't that interesting? So in other words, if you were making, let's say back in World War II, you were making only $500 a month, and only you were left with $100 a month of excess after all your expenses, that's the portion that you would get taxed. So in other words, you would not tax an entire gross income. It was an excess after your expenses. Now, I have to say I like that. I think that was a very good system. But then again, of course, we had changes, and then everyone got hit with the tax bill, right? And that's exactly what has happened. That's how things have changed. But I think in the beginning, I mean, definitely the system was built with the right grounds. And as the government got hungry and have to collect money, They came out with ideas of saying, okay, after World War II, there was not enough jobs for everyone. So what they did was they started creating incentives. And this is where you hear that all the companies get all the benefits. And reason is because, indeed, like I said, the government could not hire everyone coming back from World War II. There wasn't enough jobs. So by the private sector, people like you and me were able to build companies and hire others to improve the economy of this country. And that's exactly what the government wants. The government wants to pretty much give you assistance by saying, hey, go out there, create your own economy, and hopefully not only you're going to build your own economy, but on top of that, you're going to be able to hire others. Because the American government cannot do it. Okay? So this is why there's so many benefits and deductions for, you know, small business owners, right? And this is where we need to take advantage. We need to take advantage of everything that's possible out there, right? Because we know that when we are employees, we're not allowed to deduct our cell phones, right? No. We are not allowed to deduct our mileage, especially if we just commuting between your home and the office. We're not allowed to, if you don't take the mileage, you cannot do the actual expenses of cars. That means repairs and tolls and parking. No. There's so many limitations that, again, they have done these limitations because, indeed, they're more interested in people going out there and creating their own, you know, their own future. And I'm going to leave you with something that's really interesting that you might want to share, even perhaps with some of your family members, friends, or even colleagues, or people that you know in the past, that they might come up to you and say, you're crazy. You're going out there to the world and try and create something for yourself, and it's so challenging, it's so scary, and why would you want to do that if you can get yourself a job, right? And what I'd like you to do is share this with them. Why I always recommend that you need to have a side business, even if you work full-time for an employer. Have a side business on the side, right? And this is what I'd like you to share, if you'd like, with those people that you know. See, the reality is that people trade time for money. That's right. Time for money. What we do as business owners, we trade not really time, we trade our value. It's the value of the service of the product that we sell. It's not our time. And that's a big difference. And the other thing that's really interesting is that the majority of employees are paying top dollars to the government to support the government. That's right. Let me share this with you. The average person, okay, in a developed country spends 25 to 35% of their life working to pay taxes. Let me repeat that to you. The average person spends about 25 to 35% of their life working to pay taxes. That means that more than 2 hours of every workday are dedicated to feeding your government. In 3 to 4 months or out of every year, you spend working solely just for taxes. Is that incredible? So the employee spend 3 to 4 months every year working just to pay taxes on. Let me give you better figures. That way you can have even a better vision of what's happening. You know how much that it really adds up to? Ready for this? 13 years of your work life. That's right. That adds up to 13 years in your work life. And 20 years in your lifetime. That's a prison sentence. I'm sorry. I definitely don't want to be there. And I think that's why you're in this program, because that's not where you want to be. You don't want to feed the government up to 35% of your hard-earned money. And either spend up to 4 months every year for the rest of your life maintaining the government. Instead, you create your own future, and then you get to have the advantages of deducting things that you're not allowed to through any other employment, because it's not available for employees, or W-2 as we call them. So just by sharing that with you, I hope that you can see that when we make decisions, they can affect our future. It's up to us what we really want to do. And as long as, again, as you know, I'm a Christian person, and I love, always going to bring up the word faith, because that's what motivates me, and hopefully it motivates you, that we can make a difference, we can make a change. And having to depend on working for someone else, you're making them wealthy, you're only paying your bills. I don't know about you, but I don't want to support the government, because I'm trying to create a future, and hopefully you are too, where you're going to have enough to retire. I'm not saying like a rich person, but at least a good retirement, something that you're not going to have to worry whether you can pay your mortgage or whether you can pay a rent. If that's what you decide, that maybe, being a homeowner is not for you, that's fine. But at least that you can have sufficient, that you won't have to go out there and ask for any money and be dependent, right? So once again, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, and to tell you that I'm really, really happy that you're a part of my membership. And I hope that through these podcasts and episodes, you can learn things that are going to be very helpful as you're in the process of running your business. Once again, thank you. And until next time, God bless.